I'll tell you, this Mishnah goes like this. Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir Shita. The Yoma that holds Rav Meir Shita is Ein Adam Moitzi Devar Levatolo. A person does not say anything in vain. Whenever he says something, he always means it. It has to have some meaning to it. So you have a Rashi says, when he says Hamakdish Avdoi, according to Rav Meir, for sure it means he wants Hegdish to be Chal on it. At least Ladoma for the value of it. Because otherwise a person doesn't say anything in vain according to Rav Meir. So, and the Rashi speaks out, that's the Gemara there of Yamakdish Hamarech Pochazi Ben Chodesh. If somebody says he wants to be Marech, make a Hegdish, a kid that's less than a month old, so Rav Meir says what he meant to say is nice and dumb of, you have to give the value of the person. Because Rav Meir Shita is, a person knows that there's no Erechin for less than a month, and the person meant to say to make a Ladamim. Here also, a person knows that his Eved is not Roy LaHakrova. He's not Roy to put him into the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. So since he said B'lashin Hegdish, we say for sure he's Domav Adaita LaHakdish Domav. And as if, it's as if he said Domav Alai. As if he says, I want to be Machayiv myself to pay the value of this Eved to Hegdish. But that's only according to Rav Meir. The Mor says, Hochi Namim Astav, this is a Svaros like this. Tiktani Seifa, says in the Seifa, V'chein hu shehigdish atzmoy. If the owner himself, the Yisrael himself, was Makdish himself, so it also says, Oysa v'yoichum, that the master has the right to do work and use the food, the money that he makes. Why? Says, Svarish lehigdish oladamav, because the master only meant to be Makdish his value. So now it's like this. If you want to say this goes according to Rabbi Meir, Shapir, it's good that you say by the master, when he says upon himself that he's Makdish Atzmai, what does he mean? That he means his value. El Yamrit Rabbanan, if you want to tell me, no, this Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan Shita, so Bishleim Avda L'Dimei Koi. Bishleim, I hear a svara that when a person is Makdish Avdai, what he meant to say is that this Eved should have Hegdish, Nogaya to what? That his value belongs to Hegdish. So you can understand, because an Eved is Oime to sell, so a person could think that he wants the money of the Eved to go to Hegdish. Eliyu L'Dimei Koi, but the master himself, a person, the Ben Chorin himself, what does he have to do with selling? You don't sell yourself. So therefore, how come when you say you makdish atzmai, do we say that you mean l'demei? That's not what you should really mean. So elamai, if it goes, but it said, this is a proof, it goes according to Rav Meir. That Rav Meir Shita is, einod moitzi devar levatolo. A person doesn't say anything levatolo. So therefore, since he said it atzmai, even though it's not usual, usually don't sell yourself, but over here what he meant to say is, how much ever value he has to himself, he wants to be makdish it. This is the proof that his last Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, therefore it's not Kash and Rav. So Rav says now, Lema Kitanoi. Let's say it's a Machlokes Tanoim. If a person is Makdish Avdoi, if the master gets up and says he wants to be Makdish as Eved Kenani, is a Chal Kedusha or not? It says like this, Ha Makdish Avdoi, if the master is Makdish as Eved, Ein Moilim Boi, Mashman has no Kedusha, somebody comes and uses the Eved, he's not over the Issa Mila. Usually by Hegdish, if you have enjoyment from it, you're over in Issa Mila. By Neved, you're not. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loymer Mayalim Bistaroi. You know, just in the hair of the Eved, if you have enjoyment from the hair, for that you're over the Issa Mila. So what's the Machlokes? My love, isn't it, that Paul Kemiflegi, this is the Machlokes over here, the Ma'asav HaKadosh, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that when the master meant to be Makdish his Eved, he really meant to put the Issa Kedusha upon the Eved. And Tanakama says, no, he did not mean to put an Issa Kedusha on it. So Gemara says, but Tisbur, is that true? If so, Hai Mayalim Boy, V'ye Mayalim Boy, here the Machlokes, what it says is, whether there's an Issa Mila or not, why does it say this Lashon? It should have said better, Hai Kodush V'ye No Kodush Mi Boy Lei. If you're telling me this is the Machlokes, if Hegdish is Chal upon the Yevur or not, so that's the Lashon it should have used. It should have used here, the Machlokes is, could you be Makdish your Eved or not? Ellis, what should come out is that is like this, that the Kuli Yalma, both of them hold the Kodesh. No, you could be Makdish your Eved. If so, what's the Machlokes over here? The Ma'asava, one holds, Avda Kimakar Koyidomi. The Tanakam holds, an Eved is like Karka. The lacha is of yom maktish karka, there's no issa mila by karka. Issa mila, learn out from truma, it's only on something that's tolish, that's not attached to the ground. But the ground itself, even though you could be maktish your ground to hegdish, but if you have enjoyment from it, there's no issa mila. Zero, so an eved always has a lacha like karka, therefore if you have enjoyment from the eved, there's no issa mila. But omasa, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Kimetautli dummy. No, an eved is called like metautlim. It walks around. It's not really attached to the ground. Therefore, there's an isamila. So Gemara says, no, it's no good. Heyochi, if so, adamiflagi bisaroi, why does Rav Shimon Gamliel only say on the hair of the eved, if you have enjoyment, there's over an isamila? Liflagu begufai. There should be a machlokes upon the whole body. According to Shimon Gamliel, since it's kimetautlam dami, any part of the body you have enjoyment from, there should be an isamila. Say, Elo, what comes out, this is the emes. That the kula yal, everybody holds here, avda kimekar koi dami. Everybody agrees that the goof of the yevet itself is like harkam, and therefore there's no isamila. Even though you make hegdish on the yevet, but if you have enjoyment from it, there's no isamila. Because the yevet itself is hukish like harkoi, it's like harkam. Here the machlokes of Shimon Gamliel says on the hair there is an isamila. The hair is different because the hair is oimed to cut off. So something that's oimed to cut off, we look as if it's cut off right now. That's the machlokes. So Shimon Gamliel holds the hair is like not attached to the yeved. Therefore, it's considered like metaltlin. Therefore, there's a mila on the hair. If Shimon Gamliel holds that the hair is considered like it's already cut off, and therefore it's not kakarka, therefore there's mila. Well, Masa, but Tanakam holds, lav kagaz is dummy. No, the hair is still attached to the eved, it's not cut off yet. So since the eved is like karka, the hair is also like karka. Therefore he holds there's no mila, not even by karka. Now the Gemara says, leima hani tanoi, kani tanoi. Let's say these tanoim here, whether it's oimi kagazes dummy, it's a machlekes with another tanoim. The tanan we learned like this. Rabbi Meir says, yesh devarim, there are certain things, shehem kakarka. That they are like karka, and it's mechubar, and it has a din like it's mechubar karka. But v'yeinim kakarka, even though it's not really kakarka. What is v'yein chacham emoidim loy? The chacham do not agree to him. Now what is the machlekes here? Ketzad, what's the case? The case is like this, the case of Moedib Miksas, that I say, Ese Gefanim Tunois Masati Lechor. I gave you over my fields when there were 10 vines there growing full of grapes. Ese Gefanim Tunois Masati Lechor. I gave you over 10 vines to watch full of grapes. Va'aloyoim, and then I come back and say, give them back to me. And the person says, the Shema there says, Eina Melechomish, no, you only gave me 5 to watch. That's all. So he's moedib miksas. The question is, does he have to swear or not? Usually if I say you owe me 10 and you say no, I only owe you 5, so since you agreed to part of it, you have to swear midiraisa. But the klal is on karka though, you don't have to swear. We owe the enish boyim al karkoyis, on karka you don't swear. So how do we look at it out of here? Is it considered like karka here or not? So it says Rav Meir Mechayev, Rav Meir says it's not considered like karka. Therefore, he has to swear on the other 5 that he does not owe it to him. The Chacham and the Chacham say, "Kol ha-mechubu le-karka, reka ka-ka-karka." No, since these vines, the grapes are still growing, so the vines and the grapes are still attached to the vines, it's all called like karka. So even though you agree that you owe him 5, and you're only denying the other 5, you do not have to swear on the other 5, because it's called like karka, and therefore, English boy makakois. Now, the Yom Rabbi Yossi says, Yom Rabbi Yossi Bechalino, Anovim O'im Dois Libotzer Ika Benayu. Like, what's the machlokes over here? These grapes, since it's about to be cut off from the vines, is that still like it's cut off or not? The Rabbi Meir of Kibitzura's Damin. Rabbi Meir says, we look as if these grapes are cut off already. Therefore, it's not called like karka, so it's called like I say, you owe me 10 bushels of grapes, and he agrees, I owe you 5, then he has to swear on the other 5. That's Rabbi Meir's Svara. Rabbon and Savri, Lav Kibitzuras Damya. No, the grapes are not cut off yet, they're still attached. Therefore, it's considered kakarka, you don't have to swear. Now the Gemara says, Afilu Taimer Rabbi Meir. Even if you want to say, before we go like Rabbi Meir, I tell you, no, here it could come out good according to Rabbi Meir. That I'd come like Rabbi Meir Hossam Elabi Anovim. Only over here does Reb Meir say that you have to swear on the grapes. It's sitting like it's cut off. You know why? Dikama, the kayomim, michas chishay. Once grapes are ripe, the longer it stays on the tree, it's going to get worse. So therefore, since it'll get worse just staying there, it's omit to be cut off. Aval hocha, but by the hair, kama dikoy, as long as the hair stays upon the body, ashbuchim ishabech, it just looks nicer. So therefore, I'll tell you, maybe here, by the eved, by the hair, Ramey would also agree to chachomim, to say that there's no isamila. Because maybe hair is not considered omit to be cut off as much as grapes are. So maybe Ramey only says by grapes, we look as if it's sitting like it's cut off already, but not by the hair. Verse says, "Ki solik Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yosef." The Rabbi Chia ben Yosef went up to Eretz Yisrael. Omer lahay shmaita to the Rav, kaimed Rabbi Yochanan. He said over Rav's halacha in front of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yosef, that Rav said before, if you maktish avdoi, it's yotzel lecheres. But Rav also said with sorach get shicher that you have to give him a get yet. Now So they says in front of Rabbi Yechinen, Omalei. So Rabbi Yechinen said back, Omar Rav Hochi. Like, is it true that Rav really say this? So the question is, the Moriah now, for who lo Yomar Hochi? Like, what's Rabbi Yechinen bothered by? Rabbi Yechinen himself said like this also. So what's like you to me if Rav said like this? For Yomar Ula said that Omar Rabbi Yechinen himself said, Hamaf Giravda. If somebody is Maf Giravda, you should know Yotzal Lecheres. Alacher is the Eved goes out Lecheres. And the din is with Sarah get shichur, that the master still has to give him a get shichur. So what's Rabbi Yechanan's bikasha? Did Rav say this or not? Rabbi Yechanan himself also holds like this. So Gemara says, Hochi Komla, this is what he meant to say to him. Omar Rav Kavosi, just meant to say like, is Rav also saying like me? That's all he meant to say. And the Ika the army some say was like this, that like Samua Kamei, they didn't end off what Rav really said. So Omaleh, he said back, for lo yomar Rav sorah get shichur. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. He only told them that Rav said, if you mask Rav do this yotzal lecheres. And they stopped right there, mashmitz yotzal lecheres, even without a get shichur. So this is what was bothering Rabbi Yochanan. Is this true? Lachur, the lachur is, he should have to have a get shichur. For Rabbi Yochanan, time, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his time, to yomar ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Hamafkir avdoi, if the master is mafkir, his eved, alochur is yotzal lecheres, but still vitzora get shichra. Even though your mafkir avdoi means you free him, that means the money matters, the mumness, the money matters, you don't know him anymore, but he still has Yisurim, he's still an eved Kanani, he's still also Tavas Yisrael. How do you take off the Yisurim, take off his din of being an eved Kanani? That's by writing him a get shichra. So therefore, that's Rav Halach and Rav Yechanan, that even though you're maktish or mafkir, which Halach is the Eved, his mumness goes out free, but still the Yisurim are still here, and you have to write him still a get shichur. Gufa, before we just learned, Omar Ulam Rav Yechanan, ha-mafkir avdoi, if a master is mafkir, makes his Eved hefka. Is Yotz Lecheris true? The Eved goes out free, does not have to work anymore for his master, because the money goes away, but for Sarah get shichur, the master still has to write him a get shichra to free him, to take off his isurim, to take off the kinyan haguf that the master has upon him, that he should be mutter to get married to a bas Yisrael. Eisver Rababu Yula. So Rababu is the kasha tool. Is that true? There's alocha ger shemes, a ger, a Jew that was mace, or vizvizvu Yisrael nechasov, and Yisrael took over his property. That means the ger died, and when it says ger pasha means he has no yorshim, he has no kids. He has no relatives, because they're all goyim. So nobody takes, there's no Yerusha. Therefore, kol ha-koydim zach, whoever runs and chapses nechosim, keeps it. So this is what Yisrael nechosim, Yisrael thought to take his property. V'oyu ben avodim, and when the Jew was looking over his property, he saw that this ger owned an Eved Kanani. So it says a look like this. Ben gedolim ben ketanim konu atzman. Whether these avodim are gedolim, or whether they're still ketanim, still they're konu atzman. In other words, the Jew now cannot take them. Because as soon as the ger dies, it's like the ger is mafka them. As soon as they become hefker, they're automatically freed. So therefore, nobody can take them. Or the krena atzma, the krena themselves. Yeah, krena atzma b'nei chorin. Abishol says, it depends. Gedolim krena atzma b'nei chorin. If the Eved Kanani is an older person, he has his own das, he can be krena himself. So as soon as his master dies, the ger dies, there's no Yerusha here. So automatically, he likes kain himself, he becomes freed. But ketanim, if he left over young ones, ketanim, then the locker is, they don't have das to be kain of themselves. So they still remain an evid. Therefore, the locker is, I call a machzik ben zocha ben. Any person, any Jew that comes and grabs him, can take him, will be an evid to him. Now, v'chimi kosav get shichru li'elu. This is Ulus Kasha. If you say, Rabbi Yechon says before, that even when you mafka ravdoi, true, you take off the money, but to take off the yisurim, you have to give him a get shichru. So over here, true, the ger died. Now that the ger died, who could write the evid to get shichru? There's nobody here to write him a get shichru. The master has to write him. The master died. So how could you say now the avodim go out b'nei chayrin? Why are they b'nei chayrin? The yisurim should not go off. So chorot saraya, if you mafka ravdoi, once the money matters go off, automatically the yisurim also fall off. Because if the yisurim only go off with the get shichru, so here, how does he get his get shichru? The ger, the master died, and there's no yoshim to take over. So Gemara says, Omri said back to him, to me, I'm the rabbonin could like gomer in so shmaita. Like, who's this rabbonin? As if he didn't learn, he doesn't know how to learn. The kasha is not a kasha. For time am I, what's the answer? Why not? Omri Rav Nachman, kisav ulu, ulu holds like this. Avdoi diger ki ishtoi. The yevet is like a wife. Ma ishtoi, mishtal chob loiget, just like your wife. If the husband dies, so his wife goes out free even without a get. When does she need a get? Only if the husband's alive. But if the husband dies, the mises afkor takes off for yisurim. So therefore here it's different. Af avod, the same thing if a person owns an eved kenani. Mishtalchim b'leget. The same thing when the eved, when the master dies, and there's no yorshim, nobody takes over, so mela mises mater. Mises makes that the eved goes out free without a get shichur. So there's no kashan Rabbi Yechanan. If the master is still alive, just the master is mafkir avdoi or maktish avdoi. So true, he lets the money go, but since he's still alive, the yisurim are still here. He has to give him a get shichur. But here, when the ger dies, so the misa, that takes off the yisurim, he goes out without a get. For the gemara yachi yisro, afilu yisro nami, should be not only a ger, even when a yisrael dies. Like Lamosha, when the husband dies, the wife goes out free, even though there are children. So say the same thing by Eved also. If a Yisrael owns an Eved, even though when he dies, the Yoshim, he has Yoshim, it's so what? Why don't we say the Eved should go out free? So my answer is on that, no, Omakro, the Pasuk says, V'isnachaltem oisom levnechem acharechem, l'reshes achuza. It says clearly that an Eved Kanani is like Yakaka, that when the father, the master dies, the kids automatically take it over. There's Yerusha. Only a ger that there's no Yoshim, nobody's left over, then we say he goes out free. If so, hamafkir avdo yemeis nami. If a person's first mafkir is evid, and then the master dies, should also be that the evid goes out free automatically. If so, how come a meimer said hamafkir avdo yemeis? If the master first is mafkir is evid, and then the master himself dies, oisoy evid ein la takona. This evid doesn't have any takona; he can never be fixed up because he needs a get shichru, and there's nobody here to give it to him. So the question is why? We just got finished saying that mis is like mate, like ishtoi. So Mar says true, the ameima kasha, saka kasha and ameima. Well, it could be ameima, says still the difference. That if when the master dies, right away the mis is be materit, okay. But here we are mafker it first, so it's like the every went out of yeshus a little bit. And then if he's mace later, that doesn't help. Mar says it's a kasha. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Omer Rabbi Yishur ben Levi. Halacha ka b'shuril. The pasul ka b'shuril, that depends. If the Eved is a katan, so then the Eved is not kohen atzmai, so even though the ger dies, whoever gets him, takes him. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, beferish,